You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I am your host, Lisa Tahir, and I am going to just be with you today. It's just you and I. And I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about a topic that is really important. Certainly, it's been important to me. And now that more than ever, with the challenges that we have been going through over the last couple of years, I'm going to talk to you about therapy, what therapy is. And I'm talking about mental health therapy, what it is, how it can help you, how therapy is different from your friendships and other relationships, the different modalities, and does that even matter? And how do you know if a therapist is right for you? And how do you find a therapist? In no particular order, these are some of the topics I'm going to be discussing with you today. And if you're new to the show, welcome. My website is nolatherapy.com. It stands for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, where you can find me on social media at Nola Therapy, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I upload these shows to YouTube. I would love for you to subscribe to my channel, Nola Therapy. I've been consistently posting on all of the platforms for the last number of years, and I'd really love to grow my reach and connect with you. So please check out Nola Therapy on social media and connect with me. I want to know about you as well. I found a lot of my guests, even from people who reach out from hearing and feeling inspired and feeling in alignment with me and the mission of All Things Therapy, which has to do with changing our consciousness, which is kind of a fancy way, a woo-woo way of saying all the different ways we can change our lives, that we can be happier, that we can be healthier, still work out every day. I saw an Instagram post earlier I related to. An athlete wrote that for him, he has to make himself take a rest day. And I'm like that. I have to make myself take a day off from working out in whatever fashion. My body just loves it. And so I bring you people from the workout, fitness community, business community, therapy, spirituality, all kinds of things. So that's just a long way of me wanting you to really follow me in social media, and then I can follow you back. I want to give a word out to my sponsor because they encompass one of the things that I'll be talking about today. BetterHelp.com is an online therapy platform, and that means that you can connect with a therapist who's licensed via video phone sessions through their platform and video sessions, camera, so audio or video through the BetterHelp.com platform. And as my listener, they're giving you 10% off your first month to try them out. Go to better with a B, like boy, BetterHelp.com/ATT for All Things Therapy to get that 10% off. So what is therapy? And I'm going to talk to you from my own experience, both professionally and personally. Therapy is a collaborative professional relationship. And that's where it differs from your friendships, from your partner, from business associates. A therapist, I am someone who, when you come to a session, regardless of what's going on in my life, I make my best effort to suspend it. Meaning that whatever's going on, I'm aware of those things. I haven't forgotten them, but I am consciously and with intention setting aside what's going on with me to be able to focus on you, to really listen with my ears, certainly, but also with my intuition, with my body, really tuning into everything that you are during our time together and feeling for, you know, where you might hesitate, where you might have some fear, some anxiety, some trepidation, using all of my senses to really get a vibe on who you are, what is important to you, and how I can help you in a supportive way, directly or indirectly. A lot of times I find people really need some support. that knowing is within you. It gets buried and covered up by so many things, especially when we're feeling anxious or depressed, or there's something going on in our relationships with our finances. The practical day-to-day affects us emotionally, and it clouds our ability to see the solutions. And so one of my roles is to help you find solutions for yourself. And a way that I practice, I really, really love practical knowledge and tips. So certainly we're going to be exploring your patterns that are sourced from the way you grew up, the early relationships that you had with your family of origin, with your parents, with your caretakers. And sometimes people don't really want to go there. And that's okay, because it's going to be apparent to me what your family patterns were by the kind of relationships you have today. The things that you experience at work with friends and romance, that actually gives me a bird's eye view into what your family of origin was like and what those relationships were like. So over time, we get a map. This is what we do, is a picture of you in our minds. I'm a fan of taking notes. I jot down things as we're meeting in session to help me remember, so I can tie them together progressively over the time that we work together. And my degree, I have a master's in social work from Tulane University in New Orleans. Then I sat for licensure under supervision for over 2 years, took this big ass test, passed it. And then I did it again a few years ago to become licensed in California. I'm licensed in Louisiana and California, took that big ass test all over again. And when I passed it, the next day, I was actually grandfathered in as a California licensed clinical social worker because of how long I've practiced. It was ironic. However, it was really cool to have to study for that test again and be reminded of what we're here to do. And, you know, there's a lot of, to just kind of explain and demystify, I'm a licensed clinical social worker, LCSW. You'll see that online for therapist profiles. There are LPCs, licensed professional counselors. There are life coaches. There are intuitive coaches. There are empathetic coaches. What the hell does all that even mean, and does it matter? You know, it matters if that's important to you. If you're someone that really values somebody that's had a formal education, that has a license, that certainly took years and money and investment and accountability, then you probably want to go to an LCSW or a licensed professional counselor, which is a master's in counseling versus a master's in social work, which I have as a licensed clinical social worker. Life coaches often have certifications. I encourage you to look for someone that has some sort of certification, because in working with the pain of other people, it can be hard. It gets challenging. I have experienced personal depression and anxiety because of the work that I do with my clients, especially centered around topics of family violence, sexual abuse, grief, and loss. That affects me as well as the practitioner working with you. It's not like I'm like, oh, they're gone and that's done with. As an empathetic human being, I feel along with you. And certainly I've developed skills and practices to not carry that and have it debilitate me. I've certainly learned those boundaries. And that's why I think, you know, a practitioner with some kind of licensing, with some kind of certification, with some kind of grounding and foundation is really helpful and important, especially if you have issues surrounding childhood abuse and trauma, neglect, abandonment. You want to make sure the person you are flooding with them. In therapy, it is normal for a client to just be in tears. And that's what we're here for. We're here. Therapy is a collaborative professional relationship that is a safe space for you emotionally, physically. I do all online therapy now. If you're wondering, does that work? Yes, it does. What I really like about it is that you can be in the comfort of your own home or office, as am I, and I get to kind of see what that's what that environment is like for you. I love seeing your pets. I like seeing, you know, what does your place look like? Because that, again, gives me insight into who you are as a person, what's important to you, and how we might even change your space to support you more. Do you need to maybe spruce it up with some warmer colors, some art, or do you need to maybe declutter and get rid of some things so that you feel more spacious? Our homes are of our minds, of our hearts, and often a cluttered home reflects a cluttered mind, or a sparse home that has nothing in it, you know, might mean you're feeling kind of void, you're feeling kind of empty and lonely. And we need to get that space, you know, really with some more warmth, some more vibrance, some more comfort physically for you. So I think online therapy, remote and virtual therapy, has been good for that. So these platforms like BetterHelp, like I'm blanking on some of the other companies, but there's so many out there. I'm going to say yes, they are good and reputable. There is a screening process for their therapists, yet always use your own inner guidance as your ultimate and final barometer. Because though we are licensed and vetted, you know, people, therapists go through things too. And sometimes they may be aligned. If a therapist is taking out personal problems, their personal lives, and taking up your time in a way that's not feeling helpful, that's a red flag. If they're asking you to borrow money, that's a violation of ethics. If, you know, they're getting too chummy and personal, you know, that's a pink flag. That's a, you know, if you feel like something's wrong, listen to that. Don't think that just because we're the licensed experts, the certified experts, that we're always in the right. If you feel like something's off, I encourage you to communicate that first to the person you're working with. And if they're not open to resolving that with you, there are bodies, governing bodies, licensing boards, that you can that you can look up. I've worked with actually a lot of clients that have had issues with other therapists, so I welcome you coming to me. I, like many other therapists, offer a 20-minute complimentary phone call to see if you're good, to see what you're on. And I encourage you, if you've had that experience in therapy that's been damaging, that's been wounding, to reach out. I am really comfortable with approaching you in a way that feels respectful. It's one of the most important tenets of therapy is respecting the client, really starting with where you are. And certainly I'm very solution focused. I love clients to leave every session feeling like you've had an insight, you have something you can take away. Yet when that doesn't happen, sometimes it's kind of like building a house, and you lay the foundation and then you start laying the bricks one on top of each other. And therapy is like that. Each session is a brick of information, and we build upon that foundation brick by brick, session by session. I don't think you have to be in therapy forever to heal, to feel better. I know that you can feel better within one session. That happens a lot with the people I work with. And let me make sure I'm covering the things from my notes. So it's different from your friendships, because we're setting aside even my personal investment. Like, I might feel really strongly like, you know, you need to leave that asshole. But instead of saying that to you, I'm going to help you decide what is best for you. Because often when people are in pain, when you're in a quandary, you're vulnerable to suggestion. And I don't want to take advantage or leverage that. I want to help you find what's going to be best for you. And often when a client asks, what do you think I should do, Lisa? I start with, you know, let's approach this a different way. What is your gut saying? And usually the gut is saying what I'm thinking is the healthiest way to proceed. And so then I'll start to strengthen, well, what would that look like if you're to pursue leaving this relationship, for instance, as an example. And we'll start to kind of map out a course. I'm not here to tell what to do. I don't like what to do. And it really disempowers to be the source of your solution, because then we'll be the source of your problems. Therapy is really a way to develop strong muscles of insight, of intuition, learning to contain your emotions, like you're a jar and you might be filled and erupting, overflowing with anxiety, depression, stress, anger. And my role is to help you vent when you need to vent, so your container is clear and open enough that we can instill some new skills, help you with insight development, connecting your behaviors with consequences, both positive and negative, getting you to kind of step outside of yourself like I'm doing and be an observer of yourself, understanding your patterns so that you can make decisions that serve you. You might, you know, be one that struggles with people pleasing And so to help you learn to set limits, say no, starting with saying maybe, and caring for yourself more deeply. Do the modalities matter? You know, there's, first of all, I don't think they do. I think the goodness of fit between you and a therapist, you're going to feel it in that call, in the first session. You're going to feel like you're being heard, like you're being seen, like you're being understood. You're going to want to open up more. You're going to feel comfortable to reveal really deeply personal things about yourself that others might not even know. I have clients that have often said, Lisa, my husband doesn't even know this. My sister doesn't know. My parents don't know. So that's how you want to feel. You want to feel so like you can trust to bear whatever it is troubling you that you need and want to figure out. That's how you know it's a good fit. I don't think it matters the modality, if it's insight oriented, if it's Adlerian, if it's object relations, if it's gestalt, if it's person-centered. You know, a good therapist, we're going to pull from all of those modalities. I'm familiar with all of them. And as needed, I'll draw from a technique without having to tell you, we're going to practice gestalt therapy right now. You know, it's like, no, I want you to be in the flow of your emotions, of your story. And I just kind of want to jump in moments to give some direction to help you learn to do that for yourself. For me, therapy is about learning to do what we're doing together on your own, strengthening the voice in your head, this constant companion. The object relationists call it object permanence. And as children, they develop object permanence in the context of a loving and trusted caretaker that even when they leave, you know, the child knows they're coming back. They don't feel abandoned. So I want you to own your mind. And again, that's just, you know, bullshitty technical language to explain what's going to be happening anyway. So I feel like I've explained how it's different from friends. And, you know, friends are great. It's great. I always ask clients, what does your support system look like? What are your friendships? How do they feel? Because you want to have supportive friends that you can be your authentic self with. And sometimes that can be hard, especially when there's a lot of judgment and criticism in the environment, in the emotional environment. So those are all things that as therapists, as counselors, we're assessing to help you have a natural support system, it's called. And we are a part of that in a professional sense. The therapist should always be on time. You know, if we're running late to that time, the rare reason I always ask, do you have 5 minutes to add at the end? And you know, that's a sign of respect that the therapist is on time for sessions. They keep the time. My sessions are 45 minutes. So you know when this work starts and ends. So you're not constantly, you know, in your feelings, in your emotions. We need to have a break from all that shit as well. And that's what the time in between sessions is for, to let things naturally settle. Like if you have a jar of water and mud and you shake it, it's muddy. And over time, it settles. And the top is clear water and the bottom is the sediment. You want things to settle in between sessions so you have some ability to function in your life. And so if you have more specific questions, I am so available. Lisa@nolatherapy.com is my email. You can write comments where I post this show on my YouTube channel at Nola Therapy. Certainly reach out in any way you would like. I'm here. I love being a therapist. I cannot imagine more meaningful work. And in the dedication of my book, it's to my family and to my clients that have allowed me to walk alongside of you through your best and worst moments in life. To me, it's a sacred intimacy. Therapy is really intimate. It's non-sexual intimacy, but it's so deep. And it's like, I can't imagine just a better thing to do with my life. So all my love to you. Let this digest. Reach out, Lisa@NolaTherapy. Book sessions online at nolatherapy.com. And I'd love for you to go onto iTunes and give my podcast a 5-star rating and written review. It helps so much. I want to know what you think. All of my love, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.